USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on Georgia's Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6 is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A missing teenage girl from Washington State has been found. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
A 15-year-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from Yakima, Washington, and the subject of an Amber Alert found late Monday near Wells in Elko County, Nevada. Yakima police said a suspect vehicle seen around 10 p.m. Monday in Nevada. Authorities pulled the driver over. The missing teenager was found in the car and safely recovered. The suspect arrested and charged with kidnapping and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He's being held in Elko County Jail on $250,000 bond. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Experts were projecting 2020 as the U.S. auto industry's worst year since the Great Recession, but upbeat numbers indicate it wasn't too bad. Sales for 2020 are expected to come in around 14.5 million. That would be down 15% from the 2019 total of 17.1 million vehicles, but it is significantly better than the 10 million to 12 million some experts were forecasting last spring. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union Address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game. And I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment. And, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The Class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.